the war began, my father, of course, was called in the army, so we hadn't seen him for a long time, and life went on without him. Going to school and home, walking a very long way with your book bags and your gas mask that you had to take everywhere with you. But life went on. Then came the invasion. It seemed funny to me. I kept hearing these noises and maybe people crying, and I'm thinking, oh, maybe it's a radio, maybe it's something. My grandmother, she lived near a railroad track, and this is where these Jewish people were put in those trains to be sent to the gas chamber and all that. Nobody knew. And I said to my grandmother, I said, you know, I hear these noises, and I don't know if they're crying, if they're children, or, but it's an awful noise. She says, you know, I've heard that too, and I have no clue what it is. We later find out that's what it was. All these Jewish people that were in these trains, crying and carry on. That was horrible. And that always bothered me. I said, maybe I should have gone and tell somebody. But what, I was a young girl, what could I do? Go tell somebody? I wouldn't have done anything anyway.